Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, we're recording.
Recording, everybody. Hello. Welcome to Three Black Girls, One Rose.
Yes. Where together we'll all uncover what we can learn about modern dating, love, and relationships from popular television. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine. And we have a special guest today. A very special guest today.
Hello. Yes. A very, very special guest. I would say an unexpected longtime member of Bachelor Nation.
Wild.
You yes. may follow her live tweets. You yeah. may watch her on Bravo on Sundays. Mm-hmm. We are welcoming from Real Housewives of Potomac, Candace Dillard Bassett.
Welcome everyone to the shenanigans.
Yes, welcome. So happy to have you. We've been in each other's DMs for yeah. a little mm-hmm. bit now, trying to make this happen.
Finally.
Yes.
Finally. To be with y'all.
Yes. Now tell me, how on earth did you become a part of Bachelor Nation? Why are you watching this? Why are you tweeting this? You all up in it. How did this happen?
Yes. So obviously, you know, Bachelor Nation has been a thing for what, like 20 years?
20 right? years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A long time.
Mm-hmm. A long time.
I was never interested because mm-hmm. I can watch white people fall in love on the street. Like, I don't need to turn on the
street. Right.
To watch people do white people stuff. So yeah. I said, okay, this is great. And I would always be sort of on the outskirts through friends or family or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then okay. when Rachel Lindsay popped on the scene, I said,
Let me tune in.
Mm-hmm. I see myself here. Mm-hmm. She's a smart woman. She's a beautiful woman. She's a black woman. Mm-hmm. So let's see what it's talking about. And I just got addicted. I got hooked. And I was like, it was so funny because I remember watching Rachel's season in bed and mm-hmm. Chris is laying there and, you know, he's like, totally uninterested. But he was like turned over on one side, and then I slowly saw his head go like this. What did he say to her? What's going on? Even Chris got invested yeah. in it. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So from there, I was just kind of stuck. And then, you know, you get invested in these people's lives, and mm-hmm. like, and I love how they reel you in because they're pulling a bachelor or bachelorette from a previous season
mm-hmm,
right, mm-hmm. on this pedestal. So now it's like, oh, well, I want to see so-and-so find love and what's their mm-hmm. story going to be? And, you know, and the rest is history. Now I'm like, now I'm a lunatic. I'm like,
now you in, now you tweeting, you going in.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh my God, amazing. Are you like, do you have a little ritual? Do you have like a glass of wine? You eating something nice like every week, or what's your whole thing?
I'm always eating. okay. And I usually watch it on DVRs, but I still feel compelled mm-hmm. to tweet about it when it's something like riveting that's happening. So right. like, what season was it? Oh God, the guy with the big jaw and the puppies. What was his name?
The big jaw and the puppies. What a description.
He posed with the puppies.
Oh, Colton. Not Colton. Clayton. Clayton.
Clayton.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That was good. Yes. Damn, I didn't even remember his puppies. Okay. Damn.
A blip on the map. I was gonna watch the season and there was something that was happening. Oh, when he was like, I'm in love, I slept with all of you.
Oh God.
Like, oh God. And it was Lord. Like midnight, and I was like, I have to tweet about this. This is man making these girls. They're waiting to step quiet. I got really involved. Like,
yes.
Yes.
It's like midnight on a Wednesday. Everyone's like, what is she talking about?
Jesus, what are you talking about? Like, you have to get invested in this. Like, this man is, he is passing around juices to these girls. Like, gross.
God. Yikes. Yikes.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was crazy. God. I'll never forget Rachel crying in that
oh my God.
In that amphitheater like sound.
Oh my God. Echoing.
Yes.
God, that was insane.
So it was really intense. Yeah.
So we have to know, we're gonna play a game of Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Love is Blind, Married at First Sight, The Bachelor. Fuck, Marry, Kill.
I'm really bad at this game. Okay. Love is Blind. What was the other one?
Married at First Sight.
Married at First Sight.
Okay. I'll kill Married at First Sight because I never really got into it. I think I watched the season when they were in the UK or
I
watched part of that season.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of got involved, but it wasn't like, oh, I have to watch this so we can kill them.
Okay.
Marry the Bachelor because I just, it's my show now.
Yes.
And we can fuck Love is Blind. Yeah. I really only watched season one. I love, what's the people name?
Lauren and Cameron.
Lauren and Cameron.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love Lauren.
Yeah.
I feel like theirs was a love story that was authentic and genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like the poster children for that show now.
For sure.
So I enjoy them. Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, that's a good one. So what are your initial thoughts on the Golden Bachelor this season? Because we
have
so much. What are your initial thoughts?
Triangle. I have never cried so much.
Same.
Watching this show, right?
Watching this here show.
Emotions?
Like, right, what?
Oh, it's, you know what I've said? Like, because remember when, like, 2 seasons ago, they started doing advertisements for senior citizens.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. Oh my God,
like,
yes.
What is this? Who is going to watch that? Like, what are they doing with this? I'm not really sure what they were doing or what was going to come of that.
Right.
And then, you know, even when it started, when they showed us or they showed us the trailer for the Golden Bachelor, I was like, I'm going to give it a chance. But first of all, Gary is like, he is just the salt of the earth. He is the sweetest.
Really is.
I believe him. I believe
everything he says.
He's so, and his story. That's
his story.
Hearing about him losing his wife and becoming a widower and like the love that he had for his wife and then his daughter. Like, it was just like, oh my God. Where did you find him? I was hooked immediately. I was telling everybody. I was telling my mom, you need to watch this show. You forget to watch this. And just every week, I'm like, I feel like it's a social experiment in the difference between young, spry, you know, men and women who are still figuring out life and seasoned people who have lived, and you just see the stark difference in the way that they handle adversity, challenges, being unsure. Like, never in my life would I think I'd be watching a Bachelor season where the women are like hugging and dancing.
Best friends.
What it said to me was, when you keep living, your confidence overpowers anything. Like, they weren't threatened by one another. To compete against one another. And that truly, what I saw, is something that comes with age and wisdom. And it just makes you want to, it makes me excited to get old. God willing, I'm excited to get old and be in a place where I truly know myself so much that I don't need to find a threat in another woman unless my name is Kathy. Because that woman,
Kathy,
I wanted to fight Kathy. And Kathy made me mad.
Okay. She did. Teresa didn't make you mad. Kathy did.
Yeah, Teresa makes me incensed.
Kathy was playing mind games. And it's Kathy, you are too old.
You're too mind old. Games?
I did not like that. The way that she was bullying Teresa.
No, no. Oh my God. I don't see it. No.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I never didn't mean to do that. Teresa was really just sharing her experience. And everybody was sharing their experiences. Kathy was just mad because she knew her and that hunchback was not about to get choked.
Damn. I was not expecting that. I thought it would be a Kathy fan over here because she spoke her mind. No. You said no.
But you don't feel like Kathy was like manipulative? You don't think that she... I feel like she was, Kathy was upset because she wasn't getting the love and attention that Teresa was getting.
Definitely.
And instead of just owning that and saying, oh, I wish I was, you know, getting attention from Gary, or I wish he was, you know, inviting me up to his bedroom, or coming into my bedroom to check on me. Instead of, you know, owning that she was feeling inadequate, she projected onto poor Teresa and was like, well, you need to zip it. And it's like, no, girl, you need to zip it. You need to stop hating. You're being a hater.
Oh, God. Yeah, I think Kathy, she knew. Teresa was a threat to her, for sure. And she didn't want to accept that her and Gary didn't have a connection. I definitely see that all the way. I do think Teresa needed to know when to zip it, though. Because you can't sense that Kathy's feeling some type of way. Come on.
Right. I mean, that is not.
That ain't got nothing to do with Teresa.
That is not Teresa's bit. Teresa was just in the moment. Teresa seems like somebody that likes to share and just wanted, and everybody was doing that. Everybody was like, oh, I had a great chat with Gary and he's so sweet and kind. Everybody was doing that. But because Kathy knew that Teresa was a threat, she was trying to gag her. She was trying to keep her quiet. And that is not democracy. I don't like it.
Not democracy.
We get to democracy.
Oh my God.
No, I hear you though. Okay. Before we dive in, we're going to get in. Before we get into Golden Bachelor though, I want to do quick little. I want to talk about BravoCon for a second.
Oh my God.
I want to talk about BravoCon. My first question, what don't we see at BravoCon? Like, is this, I think of like the Olympics, you always hear all these stories coming out of the Olympic Village, all the hookups, all the parties. Yeah. Ooh, what don't we see? Ooh, please.
Tell us.
Tell us.
I don't really know this person well, so I'll blow up her spot.
Okay.
I'll blow
it up.
So apparently, allegedly, Luann.
That's a snippet of this week's episode.
For the full episode and bonus episodes and videos, join our amazing community on Patreon at patreon.com/twoblackgirls1rose.
See you next week.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.